Well, Donald Trump has stepped up his war with the United States media, making a veiled threat against NBC in a tweet a few hours ago. Responding to a report that he was considering increasing the US nuclear arsenal, he suggested it might be appropriate to challenge the license of NBC News. He said it was, quote, frankly disgusting. The press is able to write whatever it wants to write. Let's go to our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, on this. Simon, good morning. What is it that Donald Trump has done this time?
Well, Donald Trump has once again, Susie, evinced a very thin skin where it comes to the news media, but this time he's gone further than ever before in terms of raising questions about whether he is truly committed to freedom of the press and freedom of speech here in the United States. This all comes out of an NBC News report that in a National Security Council meeting with some of his top foreign policy aides and advisors a few weeks ago, President Trump was presented with details of the US nuclear arsenal and said that it was inadequate and that he wanted it increased tenfold. He wanted a tenfold increase in the number of nuclear weapons at his disposal. That, according to NBC News, is one of the conversations that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was engaged with President Trump that led the Secretary of State to tell his colleagues that he considered President Trump to be a moron, a phrase that Rex Tillerson himself did not deny using when he spoke to reporters last week. So Donald Trump, flanked by the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House within the last couple of hours, has launched a broadside that began on Twitter this morning, where he said that it was time to start wondering whether it's appropriate to challenge NBC's license to operate. And he launched an even broader broadside against the press generally as he fought back against that claim that he had demanded a tenfold increase in America's nuclear arsenal. Here's what he said.
General Mattis put out a statement, or is putting out a statement, saying that that was fake news, that it was just mentioned that way. And it's frankly disgusting the way the press is able to write whatever they want to write. And people should look into it.
It's frankly disgusting that the press is able to write whatever the press wants to write. The opinion of President Donald Trump, whose press secretary has in recent weeks insisted that he is a passionate believer in the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which, of course, allows the press to write whatever it wants to write.
So what does this then mean for news outlets like NBC? I mean, for example, can the president revoke the license?
Well, of course, he can't personally revoke the license. And indeed, NBC News, which is now this conglomerate operating over public airwaves via the NBC broadcast network, but also operating over private cable television airwaves via MSNBC and the private internet. I mean, at this point, you can't simply switch NBC off. This is a broadcast giant that first came on the air back in 1926, as Donald Trump well knows, because his television program The Apprentice aired on NBC. They do use the public airwaves, and NBC has a broadcast license, or a series of broadcast licenses, for those over-the-air transmissions. It is theoretically possible that the President of the United States could put pressure on the Federal Communications Commission to review those broadcast licenses, but that would be an extraordinarily high bar for any president to grasp at. And even if we wandered hypothetically down the road, let's say NBC is taken off the air in the United States, not something I think any of us can imagine happening, they'll still be on cable and on the internet.
There you go. Simon Marks, thank you very much. Live from Washington on Morning Report.